This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
We were lucky enough here at the highlights. The Texans did what they were supposed to do last night.
Yeah.
Go out there and beat the hell out of the Dallas Cowboys. Beat a bad football team. Throw more dirt on them. Leave no questions about it. You got Nico back. Get back on track and try to establish yourself here a little bit headed into the next 7 or so weeks of the season.
I asked the question on Twitter. I'll ask you, I'll ask Kyle, I'll ask the Chatty House, Elk Grove Kid Talk Line, anybody want to call in? Is the Stanley, maybe you want to call in and answer this question? I haven't heard from Stanley
in a really long
months.
Time.
Are the Cowboys the easiest game in the NFL right now?
Probably. Because they don't want to play. Like, they know. They all know. Mike McCarthy doesn't want to coach. Mm. Those players don't want to play. Dak is done.
I don't even think it's particularly close. Like, I think Carolina is a much tougher game than the Cowboys. John Paul says the Cowboys or the Jags. I think the Cowboys.
No, that's fine. I think it's the Cowboys, yeah. But like I think the Jaguars can be in the conversation. Cowboys are terrible. And they're funny bad, too, because now the stadium's falling apart.
Stadium falling
apart. The week after CD says the sun was in his eyes, and Jerry's like, I just built a new stadium. Jesus Christ. And storms off, and it's like, nah, Jerry, you have giant pieces of metal falling from your stadium.
Oh, man. Ooh, and they still won't be, well, I don't know, because I don't know if they'll win another game this year. I was going to say they still won't be bad enough to get, like, a top pick. They might not win another game this year.
The Cowboys? Yeah, they might not.
Dak is out for the season. And then this whole – okay, so what's really good with Trey Lance? Like, he can't you can't even just put him out there. We know who Cooper Rush is. We don't need to see him out there. Can we see what Trey Lance – if I'm a Cowboys fan, can we see what Trey Lance is? Can we see who he is? Because we need to make a decision. We need to make a decision on whether we're signing him in the offseason or if we need to draft a quarterback or whatever. Can I see him in some games? That's ridiculous that he's not playing. Ridiculous.
Gotta get those Cooper Rush snaps, though.
All right.
I don't think the Cowboys know it's over. I'm serious. I don't think they do.
Who? Jerry?
Yes.
Okay. Because everybody else knows it.
The players, no. I think, know.
Everybody else in that building knows it's over.
Yeah. I don't think Jerry knows. And so Jerry's like, I think Cooper Rush can go out there and win games for me. Go win me some games. He probably gave him an Al Pacino, Jamie Foxx pep talk before he went out there last week.
He said, look, Cooper, I know this is a tough, tough situation.
I said Al Pacino.
I know that.
This is your fault this time.
You're trying to host a radio show.
But you bring
but
up
we
Jerry
gotta go
Jones.
Out there and we got to win.
We're talking about the Cowboys.
We got to win. Just go out there like Al Pacino said in Any Given Sunday. One of my favorite movies. I like when they cut the car in half. And he said, act like you're out in the hood and you're running to the light post.
It's just, you know what it
That's
is?
That's what you've got to do.
It's how long the impression goes
on. Yeah. But see, it reaches that Key and Peele status of like going on too long, but then it circles back to where it's funny again. It's like, oh, this is good. Oh, man, this is too much. No, okay, it's kind of fun. It's well done.
I never watched Key and Peele.
Me neither.
Never watched. The only thing I know is the handshake scene.
Yeah, I know the handshake scene, but I know the McKringleberry. I know the celebration scene with one pump's too many. You've seen it. I'm positive you've seen it.
Okay.
Let's get to Mitch here. 916-909-1320. What's happening, Mitch?
Hey, Devo, Casey. Thanks for taking a call. What's popping?
Okay.
The Raiders, they seem to have the worst team. They can't miss it this year. And that's just saying, is I'd be happy with Cameron Ward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart, Ole Mississippi.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good quarterback.
Quarterback.
What about Shador?
What do you think?
What about Shador?
I said it's him too. Of course not him. And by the way, how do you like Sam Donald this year with Minnesota? I think he's having a better year than Mr. Purdy. And Kyler Murray also, by the way, right?
No, it's good. You really wanted to work the Kyler reference in there. That's good. That's good.
In every call now.
No, it's you got it, Mitch. It's all right. It's all right. You got it, Mitch. I'm sorry. What was the question about Cam Ward?
No, he said he likes Sam Darnold this year. And I don't know. He's just trying to work Kyler Murray in.
Wait, he said Cam Ward, though, no?
He did.
He said Cameron Ward,
I believe. He said Sanders, then Cameron Ward, and then Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but what was the purpose of Cam Ward? Was he?
Well, he said for the Raiders.
For the Raiders. Yeah. Okay.
And he said, we're gonna have to go back and watch the tape. He said Shador. I don't think he said Shador.
He did at the very top. He said Sanders.
Oh, Sanders. Yeah. Ah, I got you. Yeah, got you.
And then Jackson Dart from Old Mississippi.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback too. The breakdown, the post game show, the inside the NBA of post Mitch call. It's hilarious. We have inside the NBA for Mitch call.
We never really know what's happening. It's always me that doesn't know what's happening. I try so hard to follow, but then I just get lost.
You got to learn the language.
Yeah.
So that's all. Well, and then also. Hit that. Something's going on over there with that headphone jack, because it was tough for me to understand Mitch when I was sitting over there.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to get in on the Elk Grove Kids talk line, you can. 916-909-1320. Jason Jones going to join us coming up in about 20 minutes or so, a little over 20 minutes. The NFL, like, I don't... It's not necessarily a conversation we had yesterday. I actually mentioned this to Kyle and James earlier, just kind of quickly. I don't even know if I said this on the air. But Jesse's obviously coming back from Miami tomorrow. Jesse, you know, our Dolphins fan, went out to watch the Dolphins beat up on the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And I started looking, because I had done this yesterday, looking at the standings, but I was mostly focused on the 49ers in the NFC. Man, there's a this is such a football term. Bro, there's a lot of football left. Like, Miami could get into the playoffs.
Yeah, what are they, 3-6?
No, they're 4-6.
4-6.
But it's not just what they are. Mm-hmm. It's that the Broncos are 6-5 at the 7 spot. And that was the point that I know was falling flat yesterday. That was my point about the 49ers.
No, it makes perfect sense. It's what, like, you say about the 49ers.
Whether you think the 49ers are that good or not, doesn't it matters, but it doesn't if everybody else is equally as bad.
Right.
You could get to a point where you really need to win two games over a 3-week period. Mm-hmm. They could do that and wind up in the playoffs.
The two teams that I think have the possibility of getting there. That so that's the other thing with the NFC and the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a Denver in the seventh spot. Denver is like, I think Green Bay's better than Denver. I think Washington's better than Denver. Yeah. I think Minnesota's better than Denver. So they don't have that type of team around them. But to your point, though, you never know what happens with Washington. Yeah. Like, you really don't. Like, now all of a sudden they're 7-4 now, right? They got four losses. That's what I'm looking at.
Lost two.
All of a sudden they got four losses. You know, mm-hmm. and the Niners are in the loss column, one game behind them.
Right.
You know, and 2-3 weeks ago I put it in pen. Oh yeah, Eagles and football team definitely coming out of these now. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you never know. And then, like you said, there's still 7 weeks left in the season. So, I hope it doesn't happen. I'm not advocating for it, but a quarterback could go down for one of these teams. You know, and things unravel in that way. You know, so I understand. I completely understand what you're saying. There is a lot of football left, and it's not like they're four games behind these teams. Right. They're one or two games behind, and they play one of them coming up. It's just to win the way they would need to win to get in, I haven't seen it from them all year. Just haven't seen it.
Let's get to the Elk Grove Kia Talk line here, 916-909-1320. We'll start with our man, Troy. Troy, what's going on, baby?
What's happening with you, fellas?
What's good, Troy?
Oh, man, just wanted to get my Viking minute in. You know, my boys is 8-2, and I ain't getting no love from the national media, even the local media. Ain't nobody said, what's up to the Vikings? You know what I'm saying? Can I get a holler?
Well,
what's up to the Vikings?
What's up to – now, Troy, I will say this. They haven't looked that good in the last month or so. They're winning games. That's all that matters.
Well, you know what's killing them?
Win's a win.
Nah, you know what's
– Win's a win, right?
You know what's killing you guys, Troy, is you're not the best team in the division. That's what's stealing a little bit of your heat right now is that people are really in on the Lions right now, and I think that's what's putting you guys back a little bit.
And to be fair to Troy, they talked about them a lot until they lost to the Lions.
That's when the Lions took over.
I think the Vikings are a good team. I don't think they're better than the Lions, and they're not going to win that division, so they're going to have to start off on the road.
Yeah, they're going to have to work. They're a good team, though.
They are good.
916-909-1320. Let's get to our man, Buddha. Buddha, what's happening, baby?
What's up, family?
Buddha on that Crystal Nugs, boy. Feeling good. I see you, Buddha.
Hey, yo, the Crystal Nuggies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nah, I got you.
Nah, you can't set me up with that because I wanted to say something heavy, man. I wanted to let you know that, like, De'Aaron Fox, he might be in the contender for the top point guard in the league. Mm. Who else is going to D up and get you 60 a game? Well, he ain't going to get you 60 a game, but he can get you 60 if he ain't got DeRozan and Sabonis. Mm. We had Sabonis every game last year, so Fox ain't had a chance to really show us, like, we can really do like Shea do. Shea ain't got somebody that can handle the ball like Sabonis and DeRozan. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, man, we got to really start putting respect on the De'Aaron Fox name. And last night, I think De'Aaron Fox would have made that shot if he ain't got fouled
Dyson Daniels.
Dyson Daniels. If he didn't step out of bounds, yeah, I mean, he did a little extra. But, yeah.
I hear you, Buddha.
We up, baby.
Yes, sir. Buddha. I think there's probably an interesting discussion to have there, which we can have over the course of the next couple of days. We won't do a game recap till Monday because the Kings don't play again until Friday night. But, like, what – I mean, De'Aaron, 28-10 against Phoenix. I think he had 28 last night.
Yeah, 28.
And then he had the 60 and the 49 there in the middle of those two games. He's obviously scoring at an incredibly high level with the 60 and 49 happening with so many different guys out. How much does that change when those guys return? How much does that level of aggression change when those guys return? Does he get up 23 shots like he did yesterday? Does he have those moments of heat check where he realizes, yo, I'm 8 of 11. I'm not going to stop shooting. And I think that's what happens with him sometimes. It's why I used the line yesterday that I'm not sure that De'Aaron Fox knows how good he is. Mm. Because he has those moments where he's 8 of 11, 8 of 12 or something like that from the field, and you'll see him defer, fall back, or get other people involved, or maybe just be less aggressive, where the last, you know, those two nights over the weekend, like he gets 8 of 11 or he gets that high percentage, and maybe it's just out of necessity, survival, whatever it is, he just kept going. And that's what I want to see. Like, yo, shoot till you can't shoot no more. Like, shoot till that efficiency rate drops.
Yeah.
Like, continue to be aggressive, because I don't think with the way that he plays, especially if he continues in that mid-range game, it's going to drop. I think we lost Christian there. So if you want to get in on the phone lines, you can, 916-909-1320. But there are probably a lot of questions regarding De'Aaron Fox and this team. Before we dive more into that, let's see what our boy Titus thinks about this. Oh, it's about that time.
Yeah, the Real it's Brothers about of Sacramento. Let's go.
What's up, Titus?
You already know I got to keep the phone, man.
Yes, sir.
What's up with it? How y'all doing?
We good, baby. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm a little disappointed. I was at the game yesterday. Ah. I knew we was going to lose.
Well,
that's
damn,
the cold
Titus.
Part about it. Nah, look, it's starting to almost seem like it's the same Kings. I kind of feel like we get a little bit delusional because we got squad, but it's really based on Mike Shanahan Brown.
Oh, don't
that's
do
his
that.
New name. Yeah,
don't, I'm kidding. On the bandwagon. Don't do that to either one of them. Don't do that.
Hey, I'm getting on the bandwagon with it, man. He got to step his coaching up, though. Be real, though. Come on, y'all.
Oh, man. It's the new T.C. Lewis over here.
Yeah, for real, man. Brother, we different mothers.
Hold on. Titus, I want to ask you a question. In the last two games, what is he supposed to do? He's got, you know, three or four Stockton Kings that he's got to play. What you want him to do?
He make mistakes like the other game when he had Keegan Murray on the bench. Like, then, like I said, he had Sabonis sitting on the bench one time. Like, they're young, like they're old or something. They're young, man. Let them play.
Well, that doesn't mean they did. Okay. All
he's
right.
Holding on the timeouts. He's not using timeouts in the first half and stuff like that. He could be doing that. It's some things that he's doing wrong.
Titus, how old are you?
47.
Oh, yeah, Titus make noise when he get up. Titus, I know how it is.
I get annoyed easy.
No, I didn't say. Titus, we appreciate you, bro.
Shout out Titus, man.
Titus
shout
over
out
here
Titus.
Telling these boys to play, knowing he get up like, oh, man. Or he sit down with the, whew. Yo, man, just because they're young doesn't mean they don't get tired out there hooping.
Titus calls people Jack for sure, right?
He calls them Jive. That's what he says.
Jive turkeys.
Jive turkeys.
Jive turkeys. I mean,
think about that, sucker.
I don't know. Mike Brown was getting criticized earlier in this year for playing people too much. Paying Sabonis and DeRozan and Fox too much.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
put.
Trying to figure out, did I do that? I don't think I did.
I'm not going to put these last two games on. Well, they won on Saturday, but these last two games on Mike Brown. Like, Mason Jones, Kobe Jones, Isaac Jones, Orlando Robinson are four guys that were in the G League last week. And they're playing minutes, crucial minutes, for them trying to get wins. So at that point, you're trying to find anything you can to get a W. If anything, you know, that's a testament to coaching, not a deterrent or whatever.
Sure.
We talk about one thing I was going to say was we talk about respect, hoops hype. I think they update this maybe every day, maybe once or twice a week, but they're global rankings.
Mm-hmm.
De'Aaron Fox is number 9 in their global rankings, ahead of guys like Donovan Mitchell, Jalen Brunson, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Luka. You know, he's ahead of a lot of good ball players.
You know what's dope about Donovan's season is it's so, like, chill. Like, he's deferring. He's letting other guys, the Evan Mobleys, right, the Darius Garlands. What Cleveland is doing right now to get to 15-0 with a matchup against the Celtics tonight, it's the question you asked about getting to the finals. Like, it doesn't feel like they're doing something crazy.
Mm.
Like Donovan, he's the most likely. It's not like Donovan averaging 39 points per game.
Yeah.
And you wonder, man, how much longer can he keep this up? Like, he's at, like, what, 24?
24-6.
Yeah. Like, that's. That might even be a little bit below par for Donovan, but he's letting, Evan Mobley has kind of found himself a little bit. Darius Garland. It was, despite all these trade rumors, proven to be
number 8 on the list.
See, proven to be a very, you know, high end scorer. Mm-hmm. Like that's the thing with Cleveland that I think is working the most is Mobley took a nice step. Darius Garland kind of found himself. Donovan is doing what he does, and it all just kind of works, and it doesn't look crazy.
Yeah, it seems repeatable to a certain degree. Like it's something they can do all year long. So, well, Cavs are a good team.
You heard him, 82-0.
Yeah. Well, take care of this one.
Now let's go 16-0.
Well, just, I think it'll be two, actually 80-2. Like we'll need to get out of here.
That's a good point. A good point. Kings have had good success against Cleveland. I do kind of want to see Cleveland win this one, though. I think that'd be fun because it makes the story more interesting. If Cleveland just loses, mm-hmm. Boston gets them, it's still like, yeah, Boston's the one. Hmm. It's a nice little start. It's cute. But if Cleveland wins, it's like, huh, how far can they go? Hmm. You know, Kyle was like, it's too close to 24-0. It's not even close to 24-0. It's not even close to that record.
No, it's not.
It's an eternity away. I'm going to go Mercury Morris on him. God bless their soul. Don't call me when you're in. Call me when you're on my block. It ain't there yet.
I'm trying to say, I mean, I hadn't even looked at the schedule. I don't think there's any chance of them getting to 24-0, but they've got Boston.
Pelicans, Raptors, Hawks. Hawks.
They're not getting
to
24.
Let's say they win tonight. So that's 16, 17, 18, 19. After the two Hawks games, they're at 20. Then it's Celtics again.
Yeah.
Let's say they get that one. That's 21. Wizards 22. Though then Nuggets, then Hornets.
I think
they got three tough games.
They're not going to beat the Celtics twice. They're not going to beat them twice. So I think you're safe there. The other ones are a little spooky. The rest of the schedule, if you don't want them to get to 24, it's a little spooky. But I don't think they beat Boston twice.
That's not how the league works. Someone will catch them. Mm. I told Kyle earlier. I thought.
Yeah, they're going to get. They'll get got.
I thought the Hornets might get them. Over the weekend, I thought the Hornets. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think we were going to get to 15-0 versus the Celtics. Mm-hmm. I thought the Hornets or the Bulls would get them, and they didn't. So salute. But it'd be fun, I think, if they got this one.
I could see all these W's on the Kings schedule. You couldn't tell me nothing.
Well,
they won 15 straight games.
Can you imagine this radio station and this city if the Kings were 15-0?
Oh, the levels of obnoxiousness.
It would be outrageous.
We would play Light the Beam for like an hour straight.
Do you think it would be
1 hour remix?
Would it be different if they were 15-0 compared to winning 15 straight? Like say starting on Friday they started a streak to win 15 straight. Will we be more obnoxious because it's 15-0?
Yes.
Yeah. 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 15 straight would be awesome, but 15-0 would be.
If we were 15-0 and we just went through and let's just say they had that exact same schedule, weird schedule, they played a bunch of East teams, we'd be on here like win. I don't see why they can't get to 47-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, can they be the first team to go to the All-Star break undefeated?
Yeah, that would absolutely happen.
And we'd still be complaining because we'd still get Lakers leading on Giddey.
Oh, they wouldn't talk about it. I know that.
Well, I'd probably be upset because Mike Brown played Alex Len too much or something.
Only won by 20 last night because Alex Len.
Yeah, but Cleveland, the Cavaliers, they're clearly getting a good night's sleep, so they must be shopping at Matthews Mattress where Black Friday savings are going on all month long. You can save up to $1,000 off select Beautyrest Black adjustable mattress sets. You can check out amazing doorbuster prices on Beautyrest Harmony Queen mattresses for just $498. That's nearly half off. Y'all know I love these Beautyrest Black series. They are in every room in my house. Everyone who comes and stays absolutely loves them. And you could take advantage of the special financing they got going on right now. 60-month special financing with no money down on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. See store for details. Or you can head over to MatthewsMattress.com and find one of the 9 locations nearest you. Again, go to MatthewsMattress.com and we'll come back with more of Sacramento Sports Leader.
Well, you know, bye by five, sleep by night.
Well, I left the opening
for
you.
Well, I was going in, and then you talked.
Sir, watch your language here. Jason Jones joins us next.
D'Lo and Casey on the home for Sacramento.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is D-Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Big thanks to our man Kyle Mattson, who's been hanging out the last week in some chains with Jesse. Hanging out in South Beach. Jesse will be back with us tomorrow. These are long days for our guy Kyle because he has a long commute, does a lot of prep for his show, does his show, helps with ours, then has another long commute. So know that we appreciate you, my man. Thank
He's
you.
The GOAT, man. He's the GOAT. I got a question for you here. Do you remember the last time a team won 15 straight games, a team that had won 15 straight games, played against the defending champions?
Well, this sucks because there's only like three options, and the Warriors are obviously one. One of them might have been in the George Jack and Bart stage or whatever it was. I don't. Is it?
Well, the Warriors definitely didn't play the defending champs because they were.
Whose record did the Warriors break? Okay. Wow. I don't.
January 30th, 1996.
Oh, the Bulls.
The Chicago Bulls took on the Houston Rockets.
That makes sense.
The Bulls were 15-0?
No. No, I see.
And they won 15 in a row.
Yeah,
15. Oh, in a row. 15 in a row. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
So at the time,
I wouldn't have known that anyways. Yeah,
at the time, the Bulls were 38-3.
Jesus.
Trash.
And they went to 39-3 by beating the Rockets 98-87.
Oh, okay. If you had said defending champions with air quotes, I would have known who it was.
Don't do that to the Rockets.
The defending champions.
Oh, man.
The runner-ups of the Michael Jordan Invitational.
All right.
That was the never underestimate the heart of a champion Rockets team that won the championship. Not that team. Beat Mario Ellie, or beat the Suns with Mario Ellie's Kiss of Death.
Oh, Kiss of Death was fire. How many great like sports names are there for shots? Like, cause there's the or plays. Like, there's the catch, yeah, right? The catch is iconic. What's the soccer play?
Hand of God.
Yeah.
The Immaculate Reception is good.
The Immaculate really Reception. Yeah, that's a good one. That everyone, the one that everyone admits.
Oh, that's Willie Mays too.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the other thing. The catch covers, the 49ers, covers the Giants, but the shot. Like, if I said the shot, what do you think of
Jordan on Elo?
What about Jordan on Russell?
That's the shot.
The one that y'all pretend like is Jordan's last shot.
Honestly,
yeah.
It's not.
Well, Kyrie
over Steph in 16. How does that shot not have a name?
Oh, so that you have the block? Because it's part of the block.
The block.
The block. True. Is it the shot? The block, and it's the block, the shot, and the stop, right? The block on Iguodala came first.
Yeah, I don't even think the shot gets thought of.
I don't think Kevin Love's stop gets thought of.
Oh no, not at all. It's the block.
No, it's 100%
the block. Signature play from that game.
Because it's the king. What's up, Jay?
Not much.
Hey, Jay, when we say the shot, what do you think of?
The shot, that's Jordan against Cleveland.
The shot on Elo. Okay.
But you're right. Like, the shot could be him on Utah, but we always think of
artwork or t-shirts that say the shot, and it's him over Russell.
No, you're right. You're right. But the first thing that came to my mind was Jordan on Elo.
Yeah, that's the first thing I think about.
first round best of
game. Then I think about Big Shot Bob.
Okay, I don't even settle know. Down. Well, I don't even know what you're talking about, sir. So, who the hell is this Bob you speak of? What name? What Lakers play to what name do the Lakers have?
Don't they have? Well, Jason would be able to tell me. Don't they do something for the alley-oop?
Baby Skyhook is what they – that's the one they –
The Skyhook name?
Skyhook, yeah.
Baby Skyhook, yeah. I don't think there's another one that has, like, a name or
– Well, what,
well, the alley-oop. Don't
they, yeah, the Kobe the Shaq.
Where he was pointing at his kids and, Daddy, go win the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just Portland blew it. Yeah.
Honestly, they do, and I – don't blame me, blame Jason. They do look at that Ori shot as – one of the greats.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Damn,
we ain't got to talk about it, but we know.
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Every countdown that's going to be there.
Yeah.
Damn. And congrats to the professor. Would you win like Man of the Year or something for your fraternity?
Big ups.
Yeah, our chapter man. Yeah.
All right, Jason Jones. I'm with it.
I see you.
Stay.
Can
rapping.
I get to one of the parties? I don't even know if I can go to one. Of
I don't
the
think
parties.
You're allowed.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
See,
I'll let you
convincing.
Know the next one is for sure.
You gotta wear purple and yellow though.
I mean, no. He's got that covered.
That's
no,
true.
I don't
That's
have true. That covered. Do I have to wear purple and yellow?
Yeah.
You really don't. Purple and gold. No, you don't
purple
have to.
And, oh, purple
I mean,
and
I
gold.
You want to. I mean, it matches your Laker hats and everything.
I don't
I mean,
have any Laker hats. Like just
okay, Kobe jerseys.
Okay. I do have Kobe jerseys.
I know you do.
Yeah. It's Kobe though.
Well,
it's Kobe.
You got it before that distinguishing.
Well, because it's still he's been Kobe though. He's been Kobe.
No, it's different now.
I don't have no Shaq jersey.
Well, thank God for that.
We can work on that, you know.
No, there's no need to. That's your frat brother too, Shaq.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to be feeling good, though. I mean, your Rams won.
What are you talking about? What's this guy talking about?
Lakers are 9-4. You got to be feeling good.
You know, during one of the J Street Vibe episodes, Jason.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP, man. You know what I'm saying? It was a great job. I didn't know that Michael Jordan was a Q. I didn't know that. He's got a brand on him. I think I saw it on Space Jam.
Yeah. So is Vince Carter's a Q.
I didn't know that either.
Okay.
I can keep going on, you know, greatest fraternity, you know, greatest men, you know.
Well, I stay out of that. I don't know.
But wait, isn't Shaq one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
William Floyd is one too. I remember that's when I first learned to sign because he would do that when Kenny was 11 years old. And I would do that at recess when I'd score a touchdown. I'd do the William Floyd.
Okay.
Didn't know what it was till later.
You aren't the only one. I see grown men doing it. I'm like, stop.
You see, I didn't demonstrate it. I didn't do it. I ain't
a little too old to be doing that. Yeah. Bobby Jackson used to be like, hey, can you – I'm like, Bobby, stop. Try to get me and Elston Turner to do something.
Oh, Elston was a Q.
Yeah, so was Corliss Williamson.
Okay. All
Big
right.
Nasty out in Minnesota now.
Yeah. Yeah, I was chilling and on Friday, and I get a – I'm like, De'Aaron has how many? And I'm like, oh, man, they law. I'm like, man.
Well, we determined that's the most Kings things possible is you get a 60-point game from De'Aaron and they lose. But did you – Casey asked me this question yesterday. Did you think when De'Aaron first got here, he'd have – like he'd be that type of scorer where he could get to 60 one night? He had a de facto 50 the next night, but really it was 49. Like he's proven, I think, to be a really elite scorer.
Not early on because his outside shooting was so streaky. You know, and then remember, he's like 19. He was real, you know, he's real slim. You're like, is he going to be a guy who's going to go to the rim a lot and get, you know, a lot of times if you're going to get those big numbers, you got to hit like either like 7, 8, 9 threes or you got to shoot at least 20 free throws. And, you know, even back then, you probably could still argue it now. They weren't giving that little guy calls. So you're like, yo, how are you going to pile up points like that? Like, you know, as the shooting got better, and I think, you know, you get older, you figure out how to get to your spots differently and everything. But yeah, I'm still a firm believer if the Kings are ever going to like, you know, get in the postseason and like make a run, it's going to be because of him.
Okay.
You know, Jason, I don't know if you've had one of these players before, but we talk about this all the time with De'Aaron about how we've just seen him grow into a man. And he's still only like 25, 26. He's not even like hella old. But yeah, you're right. When he got here, 19-year-old kid with his, you know, spiky hair, he was a man legally, but he's a 19-year-old kid. He was still a teenager. And you see him now.
In the locker room playing Mario Kart.
Yeah. And you see him now, and he's a father. He's, you know, a husband. And, you know, you see him kind of entering that prime of his NBA career. And it's just really cool to see. I'm sure if I think about it, there's other players like that. But that's like one of the first players I've seen like that, maybe even covering. Because even like LeBron is a year older than me. I don't look at him as, I remember when he was a 19-year-old kid. I was the same age, you know what I mean? But I was a grown man when De'Aaron came into the league, and now look at it. Like I said, you just see him grow up and grow into a man.
Yeah, all the guys I covered, he was the first player that I covered where it was like, I was like the same age as his pops. Like, that's where he was the first guy the Kings drafted where I really felt, okay, I'm getting old now. I said, yeah, I played that game. He was like, yeah, my dad played this back when he was in college, I think. I was like, oh, gosh. And then remember when Zach Randolph got traded? He's like, yeah, my dad's really mad. That was his friend. You know, and even then, I talked to De'Aaron, was it last year? Even the version of De'Aaron I covered versus who he is now, you know, he's like really grown. He's grown up a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say that he was like some like brat or immature or anything, but you know, you're 19, you're 19.
Right.
And you know, when you're drafting guys that young, you put them all, especially when you're asking them to be the face of the franchise early, you're putting a lot on them. Like he used to say, you want me to tell Vince Carter what to do?
Yeah.
Like he's nine, So you're asking a lot of, you know, you're gonna get these guys some time to grow up, and not everyone's gonna grow up at the same rate. Not everyone's gonna have the same talent and teammates around them. So you can't always just, you know, you got to really be patient, I think, with a lot of these young guys. That's the tough part, because you got to make a decision, you know, by like year three, or in some cases year two. Some of these guys didn't get their third-year options picked up, but you know. It's been, I mean, I've really, you know, I was watching his little commercial or his clip on Instagram for the shoe. And it was just like, man, De'Aaron's got a shoe. That's pretty cool. You know, I always enjoyed, you know, covering him, hanging out with him work wise and all. I always thought he was, you know, real bright, real smart guy. Almost like he's so smart. You're like, if he wasn't playing basketball, he'd probably be in college, like, you know, working on his PhD at some point.
You still think he has more evolution left in his game?
I think so, just because he's still young. And you look at it now, the way the league is, it used to be when you hit 31, 32, you would be like, okay, it's about over for him. Guys' primes are going into like, you know, their mid-30s. He's got another 8-9 years of probably really, really, really good basketball. And that's just crazy to think, because he's been around since 2017. But, you know, there's no reason to believe, you know, he doesn't have a crazy injury history, you know, knock on wood. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not a guy where you worry about, okay, you know, I think he understands kind of the physical demands, how to come in shape and all that stuff now. You know, there's no reason to believe why. He hasn't even hit 10 years in the league yet, which is wild. You know, and nowadays guys are, you know, playing at elite level 15 plus years into the game. So I think, you know, he's just now probably entering his prime.
Yeah. And that's the crazy thing. Like, I'm talking about him like he's 33 years old. Mm-hmm. He's only 26 years old.
It's just because you've been hearing about him. I first heard about De'Aaron when he was in high school. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I remember talking to a scout. We were talking about the Kings, and he was like, no, wait till next year when the draft comes around. That's when you get your point guard. You got this kid Fox coming out. He'll come out after a year, and this guy come out after a year. So, it just feels like he's been around for me. Yeah, he's a young guy. And I think I really do believe his best years are still ahead of him.
That's good news for De'Aaron. That's really, really good news for Kings fans. I think a lot of people are asking, including us, and we didn't get into a long discussion about it today, but that felt like a survival technique for him on Friday night, especially it's the Minnesota Timberwolves. We know that that's a good basketball team. We also knew that DeMar was out, Malik was out, and then we get into the Saturday game where Domas winds up being out. And I think a lot of people are looking at the – and De'Aaron scored really well last night. I think a lot of people are looking at this like, all right, is he just going to keep doing this when DeMar comes back? Because that's 20 points. Is he going to do it when Domas comes back? Because that's 20 points right there too. And then Malik is good right now, I think, for like 14 or 15. Is De'Aaron going to continue to keep this level of aggression? Because I think that's all it really boils down to, Jay, is how aggressive will De'Aaron be?
Yeah, I think that's always that was always even the question when he was younger. Like, will he be that aggressive? You know, I don't know if he if it's in him to want to be a 34, you know, 30 a guy to scores like that. I think also if he's scoring like that with all those guys healthy, that's a real big problem. Not that he can't have big games, but if you've got everyone healthy, I don't think you want to rely on him to have to, you know, get up that many shots. But I think it's good to know, I think it's good just in the sense that I think everyone knows he can take over a game.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, just a reminder, you know, that, hey, you know, I think any team that's really going to be good has to have one or two guys on the perimeter. You can say, you know what, go give me a bucket. And between him and DeMar, you got two guys, you know, then you throw in Malik in there. Yeah, go get us a bucket. And I just think it's, you know, De'Aaron's doing it out of necessity, but it's not like he can't go for 40 any given night.
Yeah, that's one of the things we talked about it yesterday when we were kind of breaking down the weekend. That was one of the things that I thought separated, maybe not separated, but was different about Fox and Ja Morant. You know what I mean? I would look at Ja, and there are a lot of things that that Fox does that I think he does better than Ja Morant. But there was one thing in particular on the offensive end and the constant attacking and aggression that Ja Morant does better than De'Aaron Fox. And we saw over the weekend kind of what that might look like. Not saying he'd have 60 every night or 40 or 50 every night. But and even last night, he was pretty aggressive with his shot. You know, that's a 28, 29 point per game guy if he every night brought that level of aggression. Now the hope is, like you just kind of mentioned, even with guys coming back, that he keeps that aggression and doesn't put it in cruise control on some nights.
I'm a firm believer, like I said earlier, that for them to really reach their potential, De'Aaron has to be their unquestioned number one best player. That's just the way that's just me. I think even the Ja comparison, the way De'Aaron does it looks differently than Ja. Ja is just so explosive getting around the rim, and he's getting those ESPN plays. And De'Aaron can do that too, but Ja, you know, do you want a Ferrari? Do you want to, you know, what luxury car do you want? I think, like I said, for them to get to where they want to be, I think De'Aaron has, like I said, not 35, 40, but, you know, especially the way the league is now, you can get 25, 28 a night easy.
Anything in the league? You surprised? We got Cavs-Celtics tonight with the 15-0 Cleveland Cavaliers. You surprised by that?
Yeah. I think for them to be 15-0, I mean, I thought they could be, I don't think anyone had them as a top four. Maybe it could be a four, you know. But I think a lot of that was people assumed that Philadelphia would actually be like a normal team, and of course they're not. So, you know, but to be 15-0, I don't care who you play. Yeah, to win 15 straight to start the year is big.
Yeah,
you know, that's big. I think Kenny Atkinson, you know, is clearly doing something right.
Yeah,
you know, and yeah, so I think sometimes when you make a coaching change, It can look bad. It looks weird. I think, you know, some of the guys, they need a new voice. And clearly Kenny's doing something differently that's kind of unlocked them in a different way. So, I wouldn't have ever guessed that. If you would have told me who's going to be 15-0, I'd have said, what, Boston? But I wouldn't have guessed Cleveland would be the 15-0 team.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they've destroyed some teams. I mean, like, they put a hurting on the – on the Warriors. Mm-hmm. I mean, they put a hurting on the. I mean, the Lakers got whooped up by them. I mean, they're not squeaking by on teams.
Right.
This isn't like a bunch of lucky shots and like, oh my God, there's about 9 games they should have lost, but they're playing good basketball.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You kind of mentioned them a little bit, and we talked about them earlier, the 76ers, and they, you know, reports coming out of this, you know, team meeting and everything. Are they cooked? Like, are they done?
When you've got to come out and say, Joel, could you please be on time?
Yeah, that's tough.
It's like, you're you know, I mean, you was on time when you got in that reporter's grill. You can't be on time to your team stuff. I mean, like I said, Joel gives you plenty of reasons to cook him. Mm. I mean, yeah, and that's what made that column so crazy. Joel has a list of reasons to cook him. This is the man, remember back when he was injured at the concert dancing?
The man who
made himself questionable for a playoff game because he had some bad guts. You gonna call the coach at 4 in the morning, my stomach hurt? I mean, there's plenty of reasons to. I mean, and the fact that got out, you know, clearly lets you know that some people there are tired of him.
Yeah, that was the other thing. We didn't talk about that part. The fact that so many very, very explicit details, like down to like quotes from Tyrese Maxey, were in The Athletic today. Is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, there's some people sick of his, you know what?
Yeah,
you know, because I mean, for it to get out, and even the way they were trying to frame it on ESPN, it's like, well, you know, Tyrese, that's his friend, and as a friend, he asked the league MVP from 2 years ago not to be late because it affects us when we can't find, like, even the whole story about him being sick and no one having a clue what he was going to do. I mean, there's some people there tired of him, yeah. Clearly. And when this type of stuff starts coming out, that's when you start checking for that alert about someone getting traded.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some people there sick of him. I mean, and I'll say this too, though, that franchise fostered an atmosphere that created this. Created this
process.
And now, you know, and problem he has now is that his, you know, the fall guy Ben Simmons is long gone. And he got a lot of cover for this stuff because Ben was Ben. Ben's gone. You can't find people in the league who say Tyrese Maxey doesn't work hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul George is hurt, but Paul George has a, in terms of his work and all that, doesn't have a bad reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's looking at, you know, and like I said, to make it even, you know, that they, I mean, especially if you're that org and you're those fans, you watch this man play in the Olympics and get to training camp and can't do anything. And now, yeah, could you please not be late? Yeah, there's something going on there, Bale. The players want to be coached hard. And can you coach us harder? Those are all shots at Joel Embiid.
I really don't want that part to get lost on people. We're just asking you to show up on time, bro.
That's it. Like,
not
do the other things that we're asking you to do.
Be on time, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, like practice is at 11 because you get here before 11. Like,
man.
I mean, yeah, they sound cooked. I mean, can things change? Yeah, but I mean, Joel's got what, 10 years in the game now? Is he really going to change?
Well, that's the thing. Things could change.
Hmm.
But, like, are they?
I mean, they just don't. Like I said, whenever stuff like that gets leaked out, like I said, I mean, it wasn't like it was like, they get direct quotes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody there doesn't like him. Yeah. Or say a lot of people don't like him right now.
Because he's the one, and I think Nick Nurse, too. Those are two that came out looking bad. Tyrese Maxey looks great.
Yeah,
Tyrese Maxey looks like, that's a guy that I want.
A star was born in Philadelphia today.
That's what I want to build around.
Meanwhile, you got, why don't you coach us? And then it's like, well, why don't you practice harder? It's like, okay, so, well, we know it can't come out practice harder for Embiid because he's not probably practicing, but maybe that's part of it. Why don't you do, you know, and they're like, well, you've got the whole coach star thing going in full throttle now. Whenever you start hearing the stuff of the players want to be coached harder, it's like, what? Well, I'm like, yeah, they're basically saying get rid of this coach. That's what I hear when you're like, well, why don't you coach us? Like,
that's
what?
Crazy.
Why don't you coach us? Well, why don't you guys practice with some intensity? I'm like, oh God, that's a circus.
And it took 13 games for y'all to get here. Man. It took a 2-11 record for y'all to get here and say, you're not coaching hard enough. You're not coaching. Like, all of the, I'm not being coached hard enough. Right. All of this stuff. That's crazy.
Joel, get it. Could you please be on time?
That's the worst.
The more
like,
we talk about this, yeah. I've answered my own question. They are cooked.
Could you please be on?
They are.
Imagine just coming to work and be like, hey, Damon, could you just please be on? Never mind what you're doing. Just could you just get here before, you know, just get here before 2 o'clock, please.
Get here before the show starts.
Please get here. Could you not have me on the air, Casey? Just sitting here by myself.
Well, the other killer when you talk about Joel, this is the franchise, man.
Yeah.
They talking about this about the franchise, not like Kelly Oubre.
Yeah, they ain't supposed to be the man. They ain't fussing at Andre Drummond about being late.
Yeah.
This isn't about And this the same guy who has the nerve to say, for all I've done for this franchise, I don't deserve this to get talked about a certain way. Like,
could you
the only MVP who's never been out the second round of playoffs?
Wow, that's tough.
That's crazy. Could you imagine if Nick Nurse was actually Doc Rivers? What the story would be like today.
Oh, man.
If the locker room story was...
It would be Doc's fault. It would be like, well, Doc, why don't you go pick him up?
Yeah,
right. What are you doing, Doc?
Doc just letting him run rampant around there.
Yep.
Yeah, it's no, like, that's a good point.
It's like, yeah. It'd be like, if this was Doc, they'd be like, of course they're not getting coached. It's Doc. Yeah. Meanwhile, Nick Nurse is a bad Kawhi bounce away from, you know, never even becoming Nick Nurse, you know.
Yeah.
But this is just crazy, you know. It's just, yeah. Man. When I was like, oh, yeah, when the leagues get that specific, that's. I wouldn't be surprised that they were texting Shams during the speech.
Oh, we was reading your colleague's article earlier. I was like, they had a recording device.
It was like, yeah, this was not just, hey, I heard. It was like, oh, yeah.
Wait, was Sam there? Was Sam like, in the locker room?
Do you want the transcript?
Were they watching this via Zoom?
And then again, on Netflix. Me knowing that, because Daryl Morey's part of that organization still too, right?
No, so, unfortunately.
So, I mean, shoot, Daryl might have recorded that thing, too.
You never know.
You know, because like I said, you know, when it's this bad, you're going to have a lot of finger pointing.
Yep.
You're going to have a lot of, well, don't be shocked when the story comes out where someone says, well, I wanted to trade Joel in the summer and they wouldn't let me. Or when it starts going, yeah, they're 2-11. They're in the Cooper Flag race.
Man.
Damn.
And, you know, can it flip? But when you've already said Joel can't play back-to-backs, you don't want to play Paul George back-to-back, Tyrese Maxey's not right. I mean,
yeah.
This
I don't
is
see it.
Yeah. And doesn't someone have their first-round pick?
Oh, that's a good question.
Doesn't OKC or someone have their pick?
Well, that would make
OKC
sense.
OKC or Utah, it's either one of those two.
It's like top six protected or something, I think I read. Ooh. So, yeah. This is, yeah, whoa. Nasty. But doesn't it feel good that it's not your team with all this stuff going on?
Finally.
Feels great.
Finally.
Doesn't it feel good that you don't have to log on the internet or turn on TV and just be embarrassed by God again?
Well, the good news is they wouldn't even talk about the Kings if it was them. They'd just act like they don't exist.
Well, Brandon Jennings would, but that's about it.
Yeah, I.
No, what's cold about it was when the Kings were bad, they talked about them because it was funny. The Kings became competent, started winning games. Like, we have no interest in that. No.
We have no
interest at all.
We have no interest in that.
It's like, hey, they're 10 games above 500. Oh, who cares? No, we don't want to hear about that. We don't want to talk about that. let's run back, you know, another Bronny G League report or something, you know. it's just the way it is. I mean, it's crazy.
It appears the 76ers have no draft picks in 2025.
Wow. I don't know why it's so funny to me.
Oh, it's funny for a lot of reasons. Wow. Oklahoma City's going to go to the finals with the number 7 pick in the draft next year.
Oklahoma City's going to add Ace Bailey to the team next
year. They're going to be like, yeah. Jeez. Hey. Like, how did you do this? Yeah, well, you know, hey, remember a few years ago when we kept taking everyone's first round picks for cap room? Hey, pays off in the end.
Damn. The protections are 1 through 6. Ooh. So their best bet, like, if they'd have to finish with one of the 4 worst records
to get in.
Because that would guarantee that they get one of the picks, right?
Yeah.
Does it still work like that?
Know, yeah, you know, yeah, okay. I think so.
Yeah. And, but, you know, because of that, you know, I guess I don't know what you do. I mean, Joel can't, you know, Joel's probably going to get hurt. I mean, not to be a hate, but he's probably going to get hurt again because that's what his career has shown. So, you mean, you're talking about relying on Tyrese Maxey and Paul George. Paul George has an injury history. You know, Joel may not be on time for the big game they have, you know.
Joel finally gets out of the second round and he's late.
I mean, I think it's attributed to how much people like Joel's personality. Imagine if this was any other star being called out by. Imagine if I don't know if like it's a bad example, but like, what if Austin Reeves was talking about LeBron? Could you please be on time?
Take to like, Austin to shut up.
You know, Keon
Ellis. Austin would be on the Charlotte Hornets by the end of the night.
Exactly. That's a terrible example. Hey, Keon's like, De'Aaron, could you please be on time? This is ridiculous.
Yeah. It would be all over the place. Well, at least out here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I would say maybe Rudy Gobert, but they probably would leave him at this point. So.
yeah, Rudy.
They'd be like, Rudy, why don't you just not come? Just don't show up, pal.
You know what's bad for Rudy when the trend, the hashtag trending was like, we're sorry, Draymond. Like, yeah, we should have let you finish him off.
Yeah. Finish him off.
We should have just let you finish the job.
Mortal Kombat
his
ass.
Yeah, it's like, we're sorry. We didn't know.
Oh man,
Draymond.
We all know where to find Rudy, you know, in April on the bench after getting exploited again in the pick and roll.
Draymond did try to rip someone's leg out recently.
Oh yeah,
Zach, that's what it was.
I was watching that game and it was crazy I was watching that game and I had the Warriors feed, so I'm listening to the Warriors broadcast.
Oh my god, sorry about that.
That wasn't so bad, you know, we kind of let him go. I'm like, is this what it's come to?
Come on, man. Come on.
I mean, it was like a straight just. Well, he kind of just caught his foot in his arm, you know. It wasn't like, I'm like, okay.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, if that had been anyone else, it would have been like, oh, there. It's like, well, his arm kind of got just caught in it.
He was trying to check his pocket and his leg's right there.
We don't know how that happened, but you know. They're just happy Draymond didn't like choke him. They're like, no, he showed restraint. You know, he didn't step on him or anything.
Showed us some growth.
Yes. Yeah.
The therapy is helping
and his time in the man cave work.
He didn't choke him or sucker punch him. He just tried to Bo Jackson his leg.
With like almost like no time left, too. Mm-hmm. Right? I was like, you know, I still like watching Draymond play basketball, though. It's a fun thing when he's on.
Well,
but he's then, you know, he's going to do something.
Yeah, well, he'll do that too. Yeah. Jay, we appreciate you as always. Sorry. What was that?
I think Draymond's probably on time though for work at least.
Well.
Come on. That's the bar.
We're really lowering the bar here.
JoJo got to
lower the bar. Can you get to work on time?
And look, it was his boy who said it.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah, that was made clear. It was his friend who told him. What would his enemy say then? Dang.
Oof. Probably all sound like Shaq. Jay, we appreciate you, Jay. Thanks as always.
All right, y'all. Take it easy.
That's our man, Jason Jones, right there. The New York Times, The Athletic. Jason having some fun today. He probably got a good night's sleep on his Matthews mattress. Mm-hmm. He probably got one of them Beautyrest Blacks. Because you could save up to $1,000 right now on select Beautyrest Black adjustable mattress sets. Say the adjustable mattress sets. Make sure you get that adjustable headboard. You're going to want it. You're going to be upset if you don't get it. And with some mattresses, it barely even costs you anything. They've got doorbuster prices. Black Friday is all November. Yeah. Take advantage right now. And most of all, take advantage of the 60-month special financing with no money down on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. See store for details. Casey, that's going on right now.
That's right. Don't forget, buy by five, sleep by nine, free same-day delivery, and free removal of your own set as well.
Find the Matthews Mattress location nearest you. There's nine of them. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com to find one of those nine locations nearest you. Casey, live in Elk Grove. I live in Roseville. There are locations right by both of us. So take advantage of the Black Friday savings going on all month of November over at Matthews Mattress. No Kings game tonight.
No Kings game for a while. All-star break.
Yeah, I guess so. But either way, we'll be in here. Tapped at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos Cavs.